Unique Weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue. Big boy. Yo, yo. Hey little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I scream to the top, when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word a bend when it comes down to this nanny bar. Puts it in your face to make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, make a shoe, cause I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. When you lift the bottle, I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play, throw a few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs, you can be the officer, a better yet a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat.
Yeah, I'm talking B. Nigga, I'm talking me. Yeah, I'm talking bossy. ain't talking Khalees. Your money too short, you can't be talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking LeBron, we ballin' our family tree. Good music, drug dealing, cousin, ain't nothing fucking with we. Me, turn that 62 to 125, 125 to a 250. 250 to a half a man, ain't nothing nobody could do with me. Now who with me? Domino's, call me Hov or Hefe. Translation, I'm the shit, at least that's what my neck say. At least that's what my check say. Lost my homie for a decade. Nigga down for like 12 years, ain't hugging son since second grade. He never told. Who we gon' tell? We top of the totem pole. It's the dream team, meets the supreme team. And all our eyes tweening only means okay. One thing. You ain't fucking with the click.
Click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my motherfucking click. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click. Click, 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 click. And all these bad bitches, man, they want the. Break records to Louis, ate breakfast to Gucci. My girl a superstar, all from a home movie. Bow on our arrival to un-American idols. When niggas didn't pay us, got them hanging off the Eiffel. Yeah, I'm talking business, we talking CIA. I'm talking George Tenet, I seen him the other day. He asked me about my Maybach, think he had the same. Except my tenant, and it might have been rented. You know white people get money, don't spend it. Or maybe they get money by business. I'd rather buy 80 gold chains and go ignorant. I know Spike Lee gon' kill me, but let me finish. Blaming on a pigment, we live in no limits. Them gold masterpiece ceilings was just a figment of our imagination. MTV Cribs, now I'm looking at a crib right next to where DC lives. That's Tom Cruise, whatever she accused. He wasn't really drunk, he just had fruit bruise. Pass the refreshments, a cool, cool beverage. Everything I do need a news crew's presence. T-Bow swerve, homie, watch out for the waves. I'm way too black to burn from sun rays. So I just meditate at the home in Pompeii about how I could build a new Rome in one day. Every time I'm in Vegas, he's dreaming like he's Elvis. But I just want to design hotels and nail it. Shit is real, got me feeling Israelian. Like Bar, Raphael, or Giselle. No, that's Brazilian. Went through deep depression when my mama passed. Suicide, what kind of talk is that? But I've been talking to God for so long. Now if you look at my life, I guess he's talking back. Fucking with my click. Ain't nobody fresher than my motherfucking click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click. And all these bad bitches, man, they want the. They want the.
Drop, make people drop it for the East Coast is drop. Make people drop it for the West Coast is drop. Make people drop it for the Dirty South is drop. Make people drop it for the Midwest. I met a girl, she said she gotta keep it all bars. I told her I'm the man, you talking to an all-star. She had dreams of getting money, new foreign cars. I'm on the same page, baby, we gon' be living large. I be the general, the guillotine be on deck. You was a blowing up, you looking like a bomb threat. Bomb threat. We slapping with five like Kevin Garnett. And Nicky Boss is my homegirl. You want that? I know an angel too, she bossed up. So what you saying? If you ain't playing all bars, then what the hell you playing? Nope. If it ain't money you make, then what the hell you making? Nope. Nicky was shitting on ya, that's why the bathroom vacant. You better come correct, the ladies came to do they thing. You talking reckless, end up with your arm up in the sling. All bars was a movement, thought it was a gang. The ladies walk in the room and watch your mouth hang. I love the elegant woman, I got a mob of them. A bunch of women that back me up, who's stopping this? Brooklyn Black, he be chillin', homie, it's all love. I said it's all bars, I said it's all buzz. I met a girl, she said she gotta keep it all bars. I told her I'm the man, you talkin' to an all-star. She had dreams of getting money, new foreign cars. I'm on the same page, baby, we gon' be living large. I met a girl, she said she gotta keep it all bars. I told her I'm the man, you talkin' to an all-star. She had dreams of getting money, new foreign cars. I I'm on the same page, baby, we gon' be living long. Drop, make people drop it for the East Coast is drop. Make people drop it for the West Coast is drop. Make people drop it for the Dirty South is drop. Make people drop it for the Midwest.
Yo, Nikki, yo, Angel, what up, yo? Yo, Brooklyn Black, what up, yo? It's what we do.
I'm on my old ball. I'm on my old ball.
Shout out to the rest of the promoters, the rest of the fine ladies down with the squad. Salute!
Game radio waiting for Nikki Boss to get up in the building. 347-857-4302. Of course, we got a good show for y'all tonight. And just to give you quick sports scores today, the New York Knicks took on the Detroit Pistons in London at the O2 Arena, winning with score 102-87. Canole Anthony leading the way with 26 points. Tyson Chandler with 14 rebounds, and of course, Canole Anthony with 4 assists. The And on the Detroit side, bottom with 22, Monroe with 10 rebounds and 5 assists. Tonight we have your Los Angeles Clippers going against the Minnesota Timberwolves. That game actually just started. We also have at 9 o'clock the Milwaukee Bucks going on to Phoenix Suns, and tonight at 10:30 at Miami Heat take on the Los Angeles Lakers. Like I said, we got more great show for y'all tonight. And of course, I'll give y'all a recap on the scores and everything as time progresses. But, you know, we got more music. You know, we got some more of Miss Mickey Barr's playlist. You know, we get back, we'll probably hit Twitter, see what's going on there, what the trending topics should be, and everything like that. And we'll just get into that topic of the night. All right, 347-857-4302. How's your head game on Twitter? Brooklyn Black on Twitter. Brooklyn _ Black on that Instagram. So definitely hit me up, follow me, and we'll be right back. Shout out to all the chips for like a bag of money.
Maybach music.
Money over everything. Self-made. But right now, shout it. You looking like money. I'm talking about real money. Huh?
Maybach music.
Yeah. My bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. She got me caught up in the moment.
Got me caught up in the moment.
She got me caught up in the moment.
Got me caught up in the moment.
I only kiss her when she on it.
Fuck
her good, make her call me in the morning. My bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me.
Yeah, temporary forever. Levitate what a nigga. I can teach you till you hate me, bet you hate them navel kisses. We can do like eight positions. Hit it till your makeup missing. Baby girl, my soap official. And you know I paint that picture. Hoes on my line. Most of them nine. Couple of them down. But all my hoes is hard to find. And I ain't always on the prowl. It's just my soda mix of brown. Got me quite open for a while. So let me in or let me out. And I like my marijuana bright. And I like my window tinted out. Shout out them strippers. You hustle. Get yours. You know what this about. I just might throw a big amount. Don't know if I'm supposed to take you out. I just know that I'm supposed to praise you up. Don't mean I ain't supposed to take you down. Bird up.
My bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me.
My bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. Every time she fuck me, she say, can I have some money? I say, can I get a threesome? She say, boy, you funny. But I be like, for real, just pick up that phone, call one of your girls when I'm on that pill and I pop that purr. Girl, I put in that word. Long as she come to me first, it's 14 racks. What I put on that purse, yeah, that Birkin bag. Make an old dude mad when I merc through pass in that dark blue jazz. She like my style, but I talk too fast. And I got that drive, and she just might crash. Hold up. She say she fucking with me the long way. She gon' ride the stick, I had a long day. Nigga, look at my bitch, she looking the wrong way. Something mean look exactly just like the song say.
My bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. She got me caught up in the moment.
Got me caught up in the moment.
She got me caught up in the moment.
Got me caught up in the moment.
I only kiss her when she on it.
fuck her good, make her call me in the morning.
Maybach music.
Nod your head like this shit real smooth, you know? You just gotta be on your grown and sexy and, you know, like, really just think about the shit that you've been through in your life. Take time to reflect on it.
Welcome back, All Boss Radio. Miss Bob's, excuse me, will be here in a second. 347-857-4302. It's your man, Brooklyn Black. You know, getting some tunes in your system. Getting you guys ready for, you know, the weekend. You know, Friday, tomorrow, you know. I believe, yo, it's a three-day weekend you guys got, right? You know, no work Monday. So let me know what y'all doing. What party at? Shout out to everyone that was at SOB's the other night. Y'all deuce the privilege. Out of Mover, Team Fries, Apollonia, Pyrex Platt, DJ Exotic Bobby, the whole GX Media, Extreme 104, shout out to the homie Jack Carroll, Buck Rogers, shout out to Pretty Guy Rich Entertainment. The list just goes on and on, you know. So we definitely got some more music for you guys, some more stuff that we want to go over. You know what I'm saying? You already know it's pretty separate. That's why it's so pretty rare. But so I bought radio tonight. When you got some more stuff, y'all, I'll be right back.
Well, it's concrete ground is broken. I'm the rose that emerged from the water that was soaked in. I'm the bullet from the gun that's still smoking. Paragraphs of right help me to get open. Thinking of times when I had the nine, I could've chose that, but it's like I had to rhyme. So I really couldn't waste any time with crime. Though it follow me everywhere I went in my mind. Old heads used to tell me if you seek, you'll find. So I sold mixtapes instead of selling dimes. Always in the game, homie, never riding the pine. So while cats recline, I always be on the grind. Always out for mine, never stopping my shine. That's why I share my life with y'all whenever we line. Though it's fine, a couple folks won't understand how society could really take its toll on a man. Half the cats that I grew up with or switched, they either selling that stuff, homie, or they your snip. Had to fight with my fist to guard my fortress. I always lived broke, kid, I never saw rich. On top of that, I never wanna see my demise. So I stay focused and keep my eyes on the prize. Never gonna get weak, so I gotta stay live. Can't let nothing hinder me in order to survive.
This message I bring to you, I hope you know our bond is true. I'm still here standing strong for you, hoping there's a better way for us to. And this message I bring to you, I hope you know I truly care. And even though this life ain't fair, you know that I'll always be there. This message
I gotta be the illest. On top of that, I'm the realest. I put my life on wax and hope that y'all can feel it. Yo, you can never kill it. My flow, it never dies. What I speak is the truth, oh boy, it's never lies. I try to keep it genuine, homes, and never fake. And the lyrics that I make are like icing on a cake. I be hyped to take a break and kick it by the lake. I grind until I'm tired with no time to wait. It's time to skate. These dudes got time to hate, and they won't be happy till they see me at my wake. In the streets, I be ducking the jakes, and my hunger for pace got me out here avoiding the snakes. I'm about increasing myself, increasing my wealth, writing checks, never asking for help, and I'm still maintaining my health. And my rhymes is mine, they never touch like a chastity belt. My passion is felt through every metaphor I bring to life. I shut down your show, just tell me to bring a mic. Quickly I bring the light, let it glow through the sky. You ain't never gotta boast when you know that you fly. And that's why I stay more focused in a little bit. Taking adventure, I'll take you on a little trip to a place where the grass is green and air is cleaner, and hate never gets between us. Straight up.
To you, I hope you know our bond is true. I'm still here standing strong for you, hoping there's a better way for us to. And this message I bring to you, I hope you know I truly care. And even though this life fair, you know that I'll always be there. And this message
just relax and homie, letting the day flow. Like my dude Jay said, can't let a day go by without me getting money every day. Cause I be on my hustler's mission in every way. A lot of my dudes stuck in prison, that's where they lay. Life comes at you fast, like getting hit by a stray. Quickly with no delay, I show you how I feel. All my G's on the corner, yeah, they know the deal. I walk away from the world when no one's watching, to a place where they don't harass me when I'm shopping. The army try to send me to war, they must be kidding, man. This country treats me like a second class citizen. America, I hope Obama brings a change. And I don't get stopped cause I'm driving in the range. Auntie, forgive me for the life you see me living. I know you're in heaven and I'm just praying that I get in. At least I wish I could be a better man. I am what I am, just trying to make a better plan. It's for my hustlers, it's a dice game. Playing big to my man that got knocked and they made it his crib. One day it'll get better, we'll have mad cheddar. We'll look back at the day and just laugh together. In a world where they don't show anybody else love, I thank my fam for being there when no one else was. Straight up.
I bring to you, I hope you know our bond is true. I'm still here standing strong for you, hoping there's a better way for us to. And this message I bring to you, I hope you know I truly care. And even though this life ain't fair, that I'll always be there. And this
Yeah.
Watch out. We run to your
I'm flying all throughout New York City and shit.
Watch out. We run
about to check the homie Novi and Queen. Yeah. About to stop over in D-Town and shit. Brooklyn. What's good, Bushwick? Yeah.
Watch out.
Yes, sir. I spit it from the stomach. I injure whoever want it. You know I keep it 100. These riders do not want it. They talk a lot of shit behind my back, this and that. But I don't let that shit come down like fucking Fetty Pat. I'm on some other rap. I'm on another cloud. I scream my name out. Black millions. I scream it loud. I'm finna make this money. I'm finna make the cash. These niggas talk a lot of shit until we just approach their ass. Then it's like, nah, homie, we don't want it. We heard you from NY. You going off 100 miles per hour. I keep it going when I'm on it, cause I don't ever stop. My shit is strictly for blocks that ain't never had shit.
Yes,
my flow's backwards. I spit freestyles that make a lame back flip. And you will hit the ground with the ease. I'm the illest you, just chilling under my breeze.
Be prepared to put the work when you run with me, cause I'm up all night like I'm Kennedy. You think I'm funny, actually, you are the parody. Apparently your gimmicks are a tragedy for fantasy. And why does it like no other? And I drive with my brother. It don't matter if these haters are a dime a dozen. I only need two rebels cause I'm steady buzzing. I'm realer, chillin' with my thriller niggas. Gorilla, winters in the Ella Villas. Individually, put it down, B. Boogie down, B. Swagger in the SB. I'm a grindaholic, so y'all all in danger. Cause I get worked out like a personal trainer. I ain't stopping till the squad is big in New York. And stop Staten Island till my homies big in up north.
You faggot rappers don't clap. The only time you squeeze a pump during an asthma attack. We laughing at that, pointing fingers, embarrassing cats. New York fell off, so I'm here to put it back on the map. See, I can chill up in the club and get crunk. I represent the outside of the club where niggas be busting their guns. Basically, what I'm saying is once that crunk shit is over, you gotta come outside and deal with all the thugs and the soldiers and bust. We drunk and you sober, we looking to start shit. You got that look in your face like, where did I talk at? I'm a vet and I ain't even come out yet. Ain't nothing for free, that niggas better cut my check. Who fuckin' with me? That's see the way I flow the track. With gritty life in the building, niggas walk out the back. I got Jay Black with me, Jay Stack with me, A-Dash with me, and my nigga Pro Killer Young Shot.
My hood is where it's live at. Stacks on deck, promise you can find that. There's a couple hating dudes, never mind that. Timberland prints, I'll leave them on your spine back. Jeans sagging, usual shit. Elevating other niggas, though, they losing the grip. Calling audible, I can get a few of you hit. They on the building, plus I got a few of the whip. Check, Capricorn, so my movements are swift. Humble niggas tag, I'm about as cool as my wrist. 38 special, plus I got a roof of a six. Wrong move in the hollow of maneuver a rib. The only way to do it is big. Me and my team, we the present and the future, you dig. Act up, I send a few to your crib. 16 shots, I'ma leave a few in your leg.
Yeah, it's amazing how some niggas running shit. Take a look at the team that I'm running with. GL4L till I make the news. Young style coming through, nigga, give me room. The nigga rap before killer pimp queen. On life is a lifestyle, see no more scene. Down south serving these little pimp queens. Showing these niggas what greedy like me. Watch how I break it down, rockin' with my own sound. Rapping for a little town, I ain't back on the mound. Yes, right, jump style, see the nigga running shit.
What's going on? Hey, Black, what's up? How you doing?
What's going on, Nikki Boss? What's up, baby?
Chilling. Tired as fuck. But how are you? How's everybody doing?
Doing good over here. You know, just playing some stuff. We're waiting for you to get here. Gave update on the sports scores. You know, so, you know, it's just your time to do your thing, baby.
Cool. So for everybody that's tuning in, you're definitely rocking out on All Vibes Radio with me, your host, Nikki Barbs, and we definitely have Black in the building. holding it down pregame radio all day. So, what's going on in sports, though? Like, can you update me?
Sure, I got you. In sports today, the New York Knicks beat the Detroit Pistons 102-87, and they played this game over in London. Right now, we have also the Los Angeles Clippers 2 points over the Minnesota Timberwolves in the first quarter. So, you know, we got a lot of good games going on today. So it's a nice day if you're a basketball fan. And Sunday, you already know, football is on and popping.
Who's your favorite football team? Like, who are you rocking with? I don't know if you rock with the same team every year.
I rock with my team. You know, I'm a New York cat, so I rock with all my New York teams, the Jets, the Giants, even the Buffalo Bills when they get a nice little run in them. You know, I rock with all of my New York teams. I'm a hometown guy. Know what I mean? You ask me, I don't even watch hockey, but the Rangers and the Islanders are my favorite hockey team by default. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is.
I mean, because you know what it is? Like, I feel like a lot of guys, you know, they look for the strongest team. Then when the strongest team starts fucking up and starts losing, then they switch teams and they start fucking with a new team now that potentially has.
Yeah, that's the bandwagon niggas. Know what I'm saying? The real fan is rocking with their team, winning season, losing season, an okay season, doesn't matter.
Because, you know, how are the New York teams doing? Because, you know, we're from New York and shit.
Well, you know, right now, actually, our New York Knicks are doing real good. They're at the top of their division. Brooklyn Nets, they're doing all right. So, you know, right now, as far as basketball goes, New York is doing well. Baseball, we haven't started up yet, but, of course, Yankees, Mets, going for them. As far as football goes, none of the New York teams made it to the postseason. It happens. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, hockey's back, so we got to see what's going on as far as the Rangers and Islanders do this year.
Cool. All right. Well, a little bit about, you know, what's going on in the fashion world today, what's trending.
Wait, before you even do that, I got a question.
Yes.
Why is A$AP Rocky wearing dresses?
Wait, you said why do what?
Why is A$AP Rocky wearing dresses?
I don't know. You're going to have to ask him that because...
Like, is that the new thing now? The rappers got to wear women's clothes. Like, we've seen Kanye West with the leather shirt on.
He started it with the leggings, the jeggings. So, it was only... I was waiting for the men to start wearing, like, dresses and skirts and stuff.
He
started this trend with the jeggings, the leggings. Like, once I started seeing guys wearing, like, leggings or, you know, the jeggings. Not, you know, I'm not going to say all guys. But once I started seeing a certain couple of people... You know, trying to, and then they tell me, oh, it's just for fashion. Lil Wayne do it. He's not gay. Okay. You know, but.
He kissed another man on the mouth.
It doesn't make him gay, though. I kissed another girl on the mouth. That doesn't make me gay.
I'm saying, is it sexy when a girl do it?
Yes, but I'm just saying that doesn't make another man. No, seriously, like I want to talk about that because it's funny how when girls do it, it's looked upon as sexy and cute, and it's a turn on.
But hey, she does have a homosexual tendency. She has to like girls to a certain extent to, you know, kiss girls, make out with girls, rub a boy in the titty bowl and shit like that. What?
No, not necessarily. I don't. Not necessarily.
Wait, get the fuck out of here. So you telling me a girl who doesn't like girls at all has no type of hey, that girl is none of that shit whatsoever could go kiss a girl, rub up on her, and stuff like that? Get the fuck out of here. I don't believe that.
Nah, because what if it's just a dare? You know what I'm saying? You pick dare. We're playing truth or dare. And you pick dare, and it was like, yo, you know, yo, Nikki, go kiss, you know, Sharifa. And I'm
not
gay.
But,
I just go and I can't.
You're gay, but you got a little bit of there's a little bit of fire in you, a little bit of bi curiosity in you if you're gonna do that. You know, not saying that you're gonna go all the way and have her eat the box or you eat her box. Well, I don't know, but not saying to go that far. But there's a little bit of that little curiosity, like yo, if another dude goes and he grabs another dude on the ass, and I'm not talking the sports and shit like that because I even got reservations about that shit, but. You know, he grabbed another dude on the ass, or he kissed another dude, or whatever. Yo, that nigga gay. Point blank, period. You're going to say that shit. I'm saying, because he had a little bit of something. There had to be some type of underlying attraction. Whether that person was to admit it or not, but there had to be some type of underlying attraction to the same sex so they could do that.
I can agree with you 100%, but then also, too, like, I know a lot of straight people that they're not even bi-curious. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, again, like, this is on some drunk shit. Like, you know how, like, okay, friends.
So you know a lot of dudes who would kiss another dude and won't think of it as gay. And I'm not talking about sons kissing their fathers or two brothers kissing each other. So, like, no, I'm talking if a dude was drunk and he kissed some other random dude, you ain't going to think he's gay?
You said what?
You heard exactly what the hell I said. If some dude went and kissed some other random dude, you telling me, oh, you ain't going to think he's gay, you're going to think he got a little sugar in his tank? None of that, come on, son.
You're right, because I would definitely think that offhand, you know what I mean? But, like I said, again, I have to give the nigga the benefit of the doubt, though, because if he's not...
But you're not going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Let's keep... Come on. But anyway, I digress. Back to your fashion report, my love.
All right. Yeah. So basically, you know, to keep up with style and trends, I mean, you have to really, 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 really be out in the public. You really got to be out. You got to really be paying attention to what's going on. And what's trending now? What's out now? All right, let's go for like eight comfy. I'm about to talk about like eight different comfy sweaters and hoodies and stuff like that. Like a lot what's going on.
A lot was going on as far as what, Nikki? All right, so it seems that we may have lost Nikki for a hot sex, so while we are trying to get that back, we're going to slip into another commercial break. Some of y'all heard, some of y'all used to. You know what I'm saying? And we're right back. Hit us up, 347-857-4302. You already know what it is. It's All Balls Radio. We'll be right back.
Drop down and get
Ninja Eagle on. Or we can stay up at the stars and put the Beatles on. All the shit you talking about is not up for discussion. I will pay to make it bigger. I don't pay for no reduction. If it's coming from a nigga, I don't know that I don't trust it. If you coming from my head, then motherfucker get the bussing. Yes, Lord. I don't really say this often, but this long dick nigga ain't for the long talking. I be.
I love bad bitches. That's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck. I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches. That's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck. I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches. That's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck. I got a fucking problem.
If finding somebody real is your fucking problem, bring your girls to the crib. Maybe we can solve. Yeah, ho, this is finale. My pep talk turned into a pep rally. Say she from the hood, but she live in South Valley. Now vacated in Atlanta, then she going back to Cali. Got your girl on my line, world on my line. The irony, I fuck them at the same damn time. She eyeing me like a nigga don't exist. Girl, I know you want this, dear. Girl, I'm Kendrick Lamar, a.k.a. Benz is to me just a car. That mean your friends is me, be up to par. See my standards are pampered by three thumbs tomorrow. Kill them all, dead bodies in the hallway. Don't get involved, listen what the crystal ball say. Holly, Berry, hallelujah, holla back, I'll do ya.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
If finding somebody real is your fucking problem, bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can solve.
Yeah, All Bars Radio in the building. You gotta take it back for a second. Miss Wall, she went to use facilities and all that. She don't kill me if I told y'all, but 347-857-4302. Press one, you wanna do, you already know the deal. Shout out to Roxy Blue. We'll be right back.
It's alright. You heard? It's alright. Smoke if you wanna smoke, kill if you wanna kill, low if you wanna low. It's alright, you heard? It's alright, yeah, back. I need a hoe in my life, duh. Blowing my dice so we can make our point twice and get out of town. I need that. Glow in my eyes, E class. Ladies screaming, Jigga, you know we need that. Blowing our life, Jesus. Jane seeing me, holding the mic, so in your life, you're fine and peace. Sewing for light in me, I'm sewing the nights. Got cats on the corner nights. Don't me and Jigga be flowing the light. Nah, not in your life, ain't nobody popping like Mr. Jay-Z. Shit, you crazy? I'm hot like the 6th Navy. Deep dish with the great sea. I flow greater than your navigator. I drive to your town, block your data. Chances are coming through with a hot pair of gators. Then a crew with rocks the size of craters. Can't be touched like hot potatoes. You heard? Now we can bounce if you want to bounce. Ball if you want to ball. Play if you want to play. Floss if you want to floss. It's alright. You heard? It's alright, holla back. We can ill if you wanna ill. Smoke if you wanna smoke. Kill if you wanna kill. Loaf if you wanna loaf. It's alright, you heard? It's alright, holla back.
In the middle of a war, rocking the vest. Who's the illest shorty alive? I confess, I take lies to the chest. And I swear to the heaven skies, I bless the mics until the day I rest. To make you feel what I feel, I'ma try my best. And if you real like I'm real, you can provide the rest. Everything left out, you can blame it on the brain, not the heart. I'm playing my part, stressed out, just about to best out. Any nigga realer than me is in a mess or with they chest out. Any rapper with less clout, sell more records than me. We extort them as soon as they record them. Bleak, I made it clear. Back when the shorty used to braid my hair on the project stairs. Once I cried to a Caesar, my I don't need you. From the block to the hot two-seater.
Yeah, and we can bounce if you wanna bounce. Ball if you wanna ball. Play if you wanna play. Floss if you wanna floss. It's alright. You heard? It's alright, holla back. We get ill if you wanna ill. Smoke if you wanna smoke. Chill if you wanna chill. Low if you wanna low. It's alright. You heard? It's alright. Check. On the jewels, I blew more money than the trail. Who else? They don't know you, think they know you too well. You jail like Glover. I hover above the city in the private jet. The live is set.
press your brakes. Fans wanna investigate. Mister, I don't cop nothing less than eight. And anything involved with my name, regardless of the fame, it's hard. I can't even walk through Harlem again. Charge it to the game. I'm platinum like American Express. My boy died, and all I did was inherit his stress to make every jam tougher. You ain't my man, fuck ya. I should just let you live, right? Negative, I swear, go or die. Hope your soul provides you with an afterlife. Close your casket tight. Take your last two deep breaths and pass the mic to Jay-Z, nigga. That's right. And we can bounce if you wanna bounce. Ball if you wanna ball. Play if you wanna play. Floss if you wanna floss. It's alright. You heard? It's alright. Holla back. We get ill if you wanna ill. Smoke if you wanna smoke. Kill if you wanna kill. Loke if you wanna know. It's alright. You heard? It's alright. Holla back. We can bounce if you wanna bounce. Ball if you wanna ball. Play if you wanna play. Floss if you wanna floss. It's alright. You heard? It's alright.
Yeah, we're back in the building. All Bars Radio, 347-857-4302. We got the chat rooms open. We're definitely trying to get through all these crazy technical difficulties and things that we're going through. Miss Bars is gonna have Mike back on deck. So as soon as that happens, we'll definitely have shows back in full swing for you. See everything that Miss Nikki Bars has to talk about more with her whole fashion report. And everything that's going down, you know, we, it's also restaurant week, so definitely check out nyc.gov to find out what restaurants are participating. We go get a, $25 meal, you know, at some of the city's best spots. You know, we're talking 4-star, 5-star spots, you go get a $25 meal, you know, and, other special things like that, so definitely go check it out. I'm definitely going to be here in restaurant week. You know, we got a whole, I think we got like another 8 days or something like that to it, you know. And we'll definitely hold the shit down and get things going. And as that works out, let me know what you guys got going on for the weekend. What else the parties at, you know, Martin Luther King Day parties. And all that good stuff. And we'll definitely, promote if you guys are working on some. If you guys got an album coming out, you know, all of you artists, models, you know, things of that nature. We still have a lot more show for you guys coming up. It's only, going on 9 o'clock, so we still got a full hour of show to give you guys. We got a whole bunch of other matters that you know All Bars Radio to be in. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night. A pregame radio, and we're doing a spoken word on the 25th and the 26th of this month. So definitely holler at me if you got some. You both want to go and spit some pieces and get some things out, you know, get some things off your chest. That's definitely a place to do it. We'll be right back. Check out this Deuce Privilege Knockout. We'll be right back. Pregame radio bring you All Bars Radio. You heard?
Bad bitches, party in the Hamptons, lighting up the woods. smoking like a Jeep. Yeah, I'm flying in the butterfly, singing like a bee. Hardest one knockout. Ooh, I run the block out. Chain so bright, blind your bitch, watch it knock out. Burns from the flock out. Yeah, they feel the team. Getting cream, cash rules everything around me. Yeah. Outside there's a phantom, couple bad bitches, party in the heaven, lighting up the wood, smoking like a chief, yeah, I'm flying in the butterfly, stinging like a bee, bitch.
Cordis one knockout. My money running, LeSean McCoy, Panamera all black, new Porsche, cocaine white ghost, Rolls Royce, your choice, salt or pepper, baby, climb aboard. Let's talk sex. Her pussy wet and I ain't even licking yet. We riding round, I ain't even fucked a bitch. We caught a flight, I had to go and get a check. Money, that's a focus. Gotta get that new Benz, gotta get that new Rollie. Condo in the Bahamas, smoking on me some Pody. Check Republican twins, them bitches busting it open.
Cordis one knockout.
It's Wells, pistols, and privy. Flight life network, knock us out so whippy. Surf clouds, first class, 550 S class. Loud packs, got a nigga feeling like jet lag. Make a nigga jet fast when he see that check blast. Niggas say they moving pounds, they just tweeting hashtags. I'm getting fast cash, stuff it in the laundry bag. I curve chicks, niggas wish they bag. Been on my grind, but now they take notice. I really make it happen, my nigga, no hocus pocus. Check the website, see what it's looking like. GXmedia.biz, get it right.
Cordis one knockout, ooh, I run the block out. Chain so bright, blind your bitch, watch it knock out. Birds from the flock out, yeah, they feel the team. Getting cream, cash rules everything around me. Yeah. Outside there's a phantom, couple bad bitches, party in the Hamptons, lighting up the wood, smoking like a Jeep, yeah, I'm flying in the butterfly, singing like a bee, bitch.
Yes. Black, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great, man. You know, a little tired. I had a party Saturday night at the Space Palace. Definitely a great turnout. That turnout was a little crazy. Shout out to H-Squared. Squared game coming through. And then I was over at SOB's on Tuesday for the GX Media Showcase.
And you know what's so funny? I was supposed to be there, but I was supposed to be there on behalf of, you know, Roxy Blue. But, you know, I got out of work that day, and I was just like, oh, my God, like, I'm out of work early. You know what I'm saying? I got to go home. You know, just, you know, I'm a mother. I have home business to attend to. I have a man and just all types of different things. And I was just like, you know what? Damn, like, it's crazy. But I was really praying that the outcome turned out really well.
Yeah, it was definitely a great outcome. Shout out to everybody that was there. Uncle Murder came through, so definitely shout out to Uncle Murder. Mr. C was there for a little bit. Shout out to Mr. C. Shout out to Peter Rosenberg.
Hey. Also, I want to give a shout out to one of my followers. I told her I was in Shahara right now, so shout out to Successful Diva. Hey. And she's a Virgo. I like Virgos. Virgos are cool people.
Shout out to Successful Diva.
Successful Diva. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love some names like that, like Successful Diva. That just shows, like, you know, she's into herself. She's confident. She's a diva. She's actually cute, too, for Abby.
Uh-oh.
So for all of y'all that are wondering, if you're wondering who I'm talking about at Successful Diva, just go and follow her at Successful Diva. And click that follow button. Tell her that Nikki sent you. She's definitely cool with it. Shout out to my 12s at Megatron527. He definitely do be holding me down in the Twitter universe. Shout out to at Seven States Fly Ivy. He just said 30 seconds ago, yo, the line is busy. Yo.
It's crazy because, you know, call lines are, you know, all packed. You know what I'm saying? But I just say, yo, keep trying. We're definitely, if we can get you guys on, just keep trying. We definitely have, you know, whenever Nikki Bob's is in the building, it's always, I guess, sometimes.
Whenever I step in the building, everybody just want to fucking talk to me. They want to know. And it's cool, though. I love it, though, because that's the only reason why I step into the building. I step into the building because I know all people's here. So that's the reason why I do it. And I'm just, it's always such a blessing, like, you know what I mean, Black, to have people fucking fuck with you the way that they do. You know what I mean? And for them to respect everything that you do. It's just, it's a good feeling. It's a great feeling.
It definitely is.
So while everybody's trying to catch up, yes, I did go over a couple of, you know, fashion things for 2013. That, you know, we just started off we're still in the first month of the new year. And, you know, what's trending in the fashion world right now is, like, get up. It's all about keeping warm and still maintaining the cuteness. Because, you know, I have people say, like, you know, damn, like, it's winter, and a lot of winter things are big and frumpy due to the whole fact that they have to keep you warm. And, you know, and you have to get things bigger sizes so you can layer and shit like that just so you can stay warm. But, yes, keeping warm is first and foremost. And then, still, trying to maintain the sexy underneath, because, you know, when you step inside a building, your office, your job, you're going to have to take off your jacket, your coat at some point. So, and what's trending now, too, is, like, I'm really digging the pillow collar, like, the big collars. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but that's trending. And it's, like, the big, big, big puffy collars that look like it. It just looks like a big puff, but it's reversible. It can be used as a scarf, or it can actually turn into a hood, depending on what jacket you have. And it's so nice. And, like, I see a lot of ladies wearing it, and it actually compliments a lot of ladies. You know, short, tall, dark skin, light skin. You know, it's all about how you put it together, but please, like, and this is going out for the ladies. It's cold outside some days. So when on those days, just try to stay warm, because I hate to freeze, and I don't like that. I don't like to be cold and feel like I'm about to fucking die and shit because I tried to come outside and look a certain way today. So just try to keep it safe. But, Black.
What's good?
Chilling. I'm just trying to keep, my Twitter is going crazy. Like, people are trying to talk to me. I'm trying to read the tweets, and I'm trying to also talk at the same time. Yes, Access Gunk Fool Diva. Yes, we're live right now. I haven't taken it to Twitter in such a long time, right?
Right.
And I usually do, right?
You do.
So what's been trending on my timeline? I've seen this a lot today, and I did participate in it. I did, as a matter of fact, and I got to try to go back to my tweets, but hashtag, you ready for this one, Black?
Let's do it.
Hashtag them lips. So, I'm going to let you go first. I don't know if this came across your timeline today, but it's definitely trending right now. If you had to participate, hashtag them lips, what would you say?
Hashtag what?
Them lips.
Yeah, them lips? Oh, my God. Whose lips are we talking about?
I think that's Twitter for you. I guess it's left up to your imagination. So I went in on both aspects of both lips. I mean, them lips. So, I mean, if you had to just... Okay, let's talk about the lips on your face. Right.
I know, but I'm saying whose lips are we talking about? Because, like,
maybe hers. Let's talk for her.
All right. Well, you know, there's been some lips that I've seen on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and they're just like, yo. You know, like, I've been on some, those are some, you know, like, lips, like, you, like, that's a chick, like, you want to kiss, like, those type of lips. And then you got the lips where you can imagine they, you know, she's giving you, you know, it's those type, you know, it's always those
ew.
Type.
You guys do that? You guys look at girls' lips and can all automatically imagine her, like, giving you that?
Yeah, because sometimes them lips, you know, they just look so nice and soft, like cushion, you know, like airbags for your scrotum, you know, it's just a nice, you know, they just look nice. And like I said, some, they just look so kissful, like you want to just kiss shorty and just make out with her for like a half an hour, you know. So it all depends, but with me, let me see, them lips make me want to spend at least half my check on.
Really? You would spend half your check on somebody's lips?
It depends on her lips, though. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, hey, them lips want me to open a bar tab for you.
Really? Wow. Well, I'll say it. Hashtag them lips. Them lips be making me wanna suck on them. So yes, I have lips that. Well, and I mean, it's you know, it's no secret. I don't mean it because I don't want to talk. I don't want to gas anybody up right now.
Yeah, look, Nikki Ball's got them lips that look like they suck the skin off a motherfucker.
I still suck the skin off somebody. So, I mean, you know, I that was kind of like a subtweet. It was a subtweet to somebody. And it's funny, the person don't even have a Twitter, though. It's cool. It was a subtweet. When I see these persons.
You can't do a subtweet to somebody who ain't got
Yes,
Twitter.
I can do a subtweet to somebody that don't have Twitter. Damn it.
Can't be doing that stuff, man.
But then I also said, hashtag them lips, talk too fucking much. Because, you know.
Loose lips sink ships.
Loose lips, just fucking flapping lips. Like, those are lips I don't like. I don't like those type of lips, the loose lips, the flapping lips, the lips that, you know.
Now,
I'm
not going to front. I saw a set of lips today, and I was like, yeah, how are you married? Like. You know, because, like, you know, her shit's, well, once it's one of those, you know, how she'll look real good on Instagram or real good on Twitter, you know, but you see it up close, you're like, what the hell? You know, I saw today,
no,
you know,
no, I've never, you know what it is, like, I don't know. I've seen people with, like, little ass lips, and I'll be like, damn, what the fuck are your lips at? I've never seen I've never came into anybody. You know, I really prefer the chat lips, you know what I'm saying?
Her lips were so chat, like, it looked like boiled sausage in the pan, you know, when you cook in sausage and hot dogs, and they split open after a while. And she's talking to me, and I'm like, I'm kind of like silently trying to most like, yo, look like if I make you laugh, your sister's going to start bleeding, like, you know. Because you know how if somebody's lips is fucked up, you try to on the low tell them, like, lick your lips, like you'll lick your lips, or you'll brush over your own lips, be like, yo, like, handle that, you know. And I was, and she just wasn't getting it hit. And I was just,
And she's married.
And so I'm like, yo, how did you get a dude? Like, how the hell?
When she bagged him, her lips was moist. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, you know, like, I don't know. Because I would hope that if I was married and my lips was dry that day, that my man would still kiss me. My husband would still kiss me.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I'm like, babe, you know, I love Kishi, don't mind Kishi, but right now, like, like your lip just scraped my lip. Like, you got to come on, babe. You know, if anything, even if my sister, I would expect my girl to be the first one to like, nigga, nah, your lips is dry.
I would tell my man if his lips is dry, only because, like, because if I really want to kiss him right now, like, it's gonna have to be where we can kiss, and it's not gonna be kissing if your lips is cutting mine. So, yeah, I would talk. I mean, and I would expect him not even to fucking even get embarrassed or feel a certain type of way. I would expect him to just like look for some type of chapstick, or you know, Vaseline or whatever, and do what it do, so we can get back to what the fuck we was just doing.
I don't know. Callers, what's up? Let me know what's going down. Hit me up. Hit us up 347-857-4302. But let me see them lips. Yo, them lips is poking out of your leggings.
Oh, yo, have you ever, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, have you ever seen some shit like that though? Like, have you ever looked at a girl leggings and was like,
I remember one chick, she had the mean camel toe, like her shit looked like a fist in her leggings. And she made that shit her app. You wonder why she was just getting all these followers and random dudes hitting up and shit. Yo, because they see your pussy print and they want that shit, you know, not to, but you know, her shit was looking real juice, like it could take a pounding. So as a guy, it's like, yo, what's up with that? She's showcasing it. That means she want niggas to hit.
No, because you know what? Oh, my God, you can't even say that because, no. Because, like, you know, like, not for nothing. If that's just how her thing is, you know, that's just how it is. I mean, you know, when you put on leggings, like, you can't help that. But then it's like, damn, like, do I not wear leggings because of that? Or do I just wear leggings and just, you know, just try to be confident in what I have on and just going about my day, even though, because leggings is like stockings.
Yeah, it is. Trust the fellas. We have no problem. We have no problem standing. Shit, you know what I'm saying? We have no problem. That's like when y'all chicks, y'all see us in certain pants, and y'all see all, you know, our frontal bulge and shit. You know, to see what we're working with. We have no problem looking at the camel toe, as long as it's something like, you know, it looks like something to look at. You know, and I trust. I've seen some camel toes that look like moose knuckles.
Oh, my gosh, for real?
Yeah, it's like, yo, you not, like, get a longer shirt. I've seen some of those, but, you know, but for the most part, I've seen some real nice, lovely-looking ones, you know. I'm like, okay, I can see how, you know, your man is pleased. That's a nice little, okay, that's a nice box you got there, you know. Like, we don't mind, like I said, I almost said, I see the frontal bulge in our pants, and I can tell what we working with. You know, just by how the pants fit us. It's the same shit.
Yeah, but sometimes though you can't get hype over the bulge.
And like sometimes you really can't get hype over the print, but still it's something to look at. Like, when am I looking at it?
I definitely can agree. Because like I just said, like you can't get really hype over the bulge, and you really can't get hype over the print. And then you really can't get hype over the moose knuckles because the moose knuckles can be the, you know, like the most prettiest thing.
Yo, I've never seen a pretty moose knuckle in my life. I've never seen a pretty moose knuckle in my life, yo.
Come on, Black.
Come on now, like, now you want me to keep it real or you just want me to, you know, say,
want you to keep it real.
You know, real shit, I've never seen an attractive moose knuckle. And for those who may be confused of what I mean by moose knuckle, of course, the camel toe is, you know, nice foot on your regular slim up to thick girl. So, therefore, the moose knuckle, since in most instances, the moose is a bit bigger than a camel. So, a moose knuckle is like a big chick with leggings, and you see that print.
Wow.
You know.
But wait. Because we got to figure out something. Like, everybody keeps telling me that the line is busy. Really?
yo, this is it's packed, and then there's people like cycling in and cycling out. You know what I'm saying? So I don't see how certain people cannot get in. I even had to send people send stuff upline towards the whole Blog Talk thing, and they telling me they're trying to get it resolved. So people, please just still bear with us. If you guys can tune in via the site, do that. The chat room is open. If you guys got Skype, you can call in through Skype. You know, so there are other ways for you guys to tune in and to participate and be part of the show. All right. Just that, hey, you're not on air, but, you know, we're reading the chats. As soon as they come in, we can see why you're typing them. So you could definitely still be a part of the show, still.
Right. And definitely do just hit me up to let me know, because, like, you know, that you're trying to get through. And I'm trying to, like, I can't even respond back to everybody that's saying it, because, like, and then somebody just asking now, shout out to at just underscore that nigga. He just keeps asking for the number to the show. I don't know. I'm kind of hesitant to give it to him, but I'm about to give it to him anyway. And just talk to him. Shout out to Andrew Loves Tweets, aka Boss Barbs, the owner of all Barbs.
Miss you, Boss Barbs.
We miss you, fucking Angel. I just started following her on Instagram, and that's great because.
Oh, you're back on Instagram, huh?
Yeah, I'm back on Instagram, but you already know, like, the last time I was on air, you know, I had to express how I felt about this whole me being flagged, like, for the five people that fucking reported me X amount of times, because it takes, like, five people to report me for me to be flagged, like, fuck you, because what the fuck did I do to you? Nothing. And if I did, it's not Instagram related. So
yo, her man probably liked your shit.
Who?
I'm saying her man probably liked your shit.
Okay, and that's not my problem, though, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, it's just fucked up, like, that even if that was the case, like, that you would do something like that, because honestly, her man is liking my shit, but I'm not, I have pictures of me and my man, so he's liking that.
But I'll say it like this, though, Instagram will get you in trouble. Yesterday, you know, anyone who follows my Instagram, Brooklyn_Black, or who got me on Facebook, even got me on Twitter, know I post a whole lot of funny pictures for the shock value, for the retweet, for the comments. Regardless, you know, I post. This is not, you know, really how I feel. So yesterday I posted a picture of Scarface from the movie Dark Knight. And the caption read, "I will never eat pussy in the Bronx again." Mind you, I have a whole lot of women from the Bronx who follow me on Twitter, who follow me on Instagram, who are my friends on Facebook. So once that picture posted, I got a whole bunch of, "Oh, that's fucked up. I'm offended. How you gonna say that about Bronx girls? You love Bronx girls." True. I love the Bronx. I love ladies from the Bronx. You know, but it's a joke, and I said, yo, if your pussy doesn't burn half of a nigga's face off, you should have been offended.
Exactly. But I guess for all those females that got offended was all those females that probably had an STD, who currently have an STD, or kind of feel some type of way. Like, I mean, like, it doesn't matter where you're from, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, like, if you know that everything, you know what I'm saying, with you is good, like, everything with you is good, like, so a post like that would never offend me, you know what I'm saying, like, I would laugh, like, I've posted something that happened in the Bronx on, like, one of the trains, you know what I'm saying, only because, like, you know, it's, you know, I'm laughing because, you know, these people obviously don't care, and they know that others is laughing, so fuck it. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, but, I mean, if it's something like that, like, if you know that everything with you is good, like, I don't see why you would fucking get so upset.
You know, and it came to a point, once if she had...
From the Bronx, whether you're from Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens, Harlem, Staten Island, Long Island, you know?
You know, it came to a point, one Bronx girl, she actually texted me oh, you're not going to defend Bronx girls, you don't love Bronx. I'm like, what do you mean, defend you from what? He said, oh, I'm a Bronx chick. And, you know, this, and I said, like, yo, if your pussy didn't burn half a nigga's face off, or don't burn half a nigga's face off, you know, you shouldn't be offended. Let's break down real facts. As of right now, the highest STD rate of all the five boroughs resides where? In the Bronx. All right? Not saying all y'all bitches got some, but a quite good majority of y'all got some to be the highest rated in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But it is what it is. I post my shit up there for the laughs, for the ha-has, for the
But you
comments,
can't. But I mean, but you know what's so funny, though? Because it's just like, I mean, but it goes both ways for the males and the females, though, because, you know what I'm saying, it takes two to fuck unprotected to spark things like that. You know what I'm saying? So
true.
Oh, huh?
I said true.
Yeah, so, I mean, just as much as the fucking females, you know, are nasty, the males are nasty as well, because it's a back and forth thing.
Yeah, 100% right. You're 100% right. It goes both ways, but it's just like, damn, like, it caused one hell of an uproar.
That's cray. That's definitely cray. Shout out to at Seventh Day Fly Ivy, because he definitely feels like that was definitely true. And he also commented to when I said, why is, you know, ASAP Rocky wearing dresses? He's like, for real, shaking my head. Exactly. I don't stop reading poetry.
Shout out to everybody on the check-in right now. You know, if you guys trying to get on, press one on your phone. We'll get you definitely live on air, you know, because there's definitely people trying to get in. So, you know, let's get some interaction going. Hit us up, 347-857-4302. What are you doing this weekend? Three-day weekend. What's up?
Shut up. Oh, yeah, it definitely is. Shut up, but I have, it's not for me, but shout out to IBTW Sports Talk, because they definitely asked me, you know, would I be down to basically coming on their show on Friday? It's a late night show.
They might want some of Nikki Bob's. That's what's up.
They want to interview me 10 p.m. Eastern time. You know, shout out to them. I definitely will get back to them.
Yeah, definitely will get back to them. That's definitely what it is. 347-857-4302. Lines are busy. Please just keep trying. We'll definitely try and get everybody up in the building. Get your voices heard.
Shout out to Ache Confidential. Oh, my gosh. Like, I was trying to reach out to him, like, all day today. But I had fucking hard reset my phone, so I lost a lot of numbers, and she was one of them. And then, for some reason, I can't remember my Facebook password. So, it's just looking real for me right now. Instagram all fucked up. I don't even feel like broadcasting my new one, because I don't even want any more followers. Like, I don't even feel like Instagram anymore.
See, that's, you know, that's just sad. It's not even the fact that Instagram don't work so fast. Like, you know, you just got these haters. You know, you just got people who report you just for the hell of it. You got people who, you know, ain't got nothing better to do with their time, and they want to fuck up somebody else's shit. Whatever reason, it is what it is. Like I said, thank God I haven't been reported nor flagged yet, you know, but it's a crazy thing, this internet stuff we are a part of.
Shout out to, oh my God, the Twitter name is so funny. Shout out to iStar Fat Hoes.
Wow.
Their name is Condoms Over Kids.
Well, you know what? It makes sense, though, you know. especially, you know, a whole lot of pregnancies already in 2013. You know, and a lot of women be like, oh, my God, wish I ain't get pregnant by this nigga or XYZ. You know, so condom over babies, it's fitting. You know, hey, I say $4 now beats 18 years worth of other expenses and stuff later. So I definitely agree with the condoms over baby sins. You know, if you're not ready, wrap it up.
Definitely. I definitely wanted to also get into one of my topics, and I wanted to talk about American Idol. But, sure, you know, like, I definitely do want to get into a commercial break, though.
All right, so definitely let's do it. We'll definitely,
Can you play something that you think I would like?
Play something that I think you would like. You know, because I know that, Nikki Bob, she likes a whole lot of stuff, but she likes also a whole little bit of stuff, so...
Mm-hmm.
It's a big it's a big spectrum I have to deal with here.
Well, make it happen.
Make it happen, but definitely get to this joint. We'll be right back. It's All Balls Radio. You already know what it is.
Yeah. Hey, yo, QC, your commissioner going on the phone telling hit Pete Gates up. I got the city. Tell them don't blame me, blame it on the hustle. Yeah. I'm just cruising with my top back, chilling in that Maybach, switching in that 6-4, dubs on that Cadillac. When I'm out in ATL, they love me like I'm in New York. When I'm out in LA, they gon' love me like I'm in New York. Cruising on the yacht, chilling white wine after dinner, waving to the white folks, looking at a real nigga. When I'm in the suburbs, they gon' love me like I'm in New York. New York State of mind, I just gotta have my Yankee on. Representing where I'm from,
integrity. He say he ready for war, nigga, you better be. All praises due to Allah, he helped to better me. Eyes in the back of my head, and they are never sleep. I did it for the East, but when I'm out West, I'm on my Nipsey Hustle chasing Wonder Bread. She took it to the head cause her heels cold. I laughed at her right before I peeled off. We in that white ghost, smearing off. Shoot a nigga any time I start to feel sore. Strong enough force, I'm running my own label now. Bitches like gold chains, they wanna hang around. Photos up on Instagram, following me Twitter hoes. Got a body like the models in that video. Every town that where we go, holla at them triple O's. Fucking with them crip niggas, real niggas stand alone. Anybody get it, black, wrapped around the dome. Got balls like them niggas who ain't coming home. In the word on the streets is that I'm back on it. I did it for the city, fuck around if you want. I'm just cruising with my top back, chilling in that Maybach. Switching in that 6-4, dubs on that Cadillac. When I'm out in ATL, they love me like I'm in New York. When I'm out in LA, they gon' love me like I'm in New York. Cruising on the yacht, chilling white wine after dinner, waving to the white folks. Looking at a real nigga. When I'm in the suburbs, they gon' love me like I'm in New York. When I'm in Miami, they gon' love me like I'm in New York. They go, that boy from New York. You see that boy from New York. They go, that boy from New York. You see that boy from New York.
It's D-Day. And 1B Entertainment. Born in 83, Harlem, NYC. I knew what crack was before my ABCs. Shit was crazy, B, up in these fucking streets. Growing up, I hated school, the hood was teaching me. No father figure, I had no role model. After my uncle passed, I had no one to look up to. I moved with my mom, I didn't like her husband. I had to let him have it, every time he fronted. Then I found a pack, moving in some bags. I sold that shit out in 2 hours flat. The work was going fast, I couldn't make it last. I chose to slow down before the homie crashed. Then I started rapping, my niggas had me battling. I gotta make this happen, it's time for some action. I was running wild, learned how to watch a crowd. I got the city watching, okay, I got us now. Hey, nod your head if you're feeling this. My name is DJ, and I came to represent. They say hip hop is dead, I'm resurrecting it. Now what you came to see, I am the main event. I'm the main event, I am the main event. I'm the main event, I am the main event. I'm the main event, I am the main event. I'm what you came to see, I am the main event. I'm not just lyrical, I'm not spiritual. I'm a gift from God, I'm a miracle. I'm about to have the city buzzing like the Hornets do. I'm about to change the game around, people, when I'm warning you. Get your shit together, because time is ticking. I'm sort of like LeBron, how I'ma make y'all witness. I'm young, black, and gifted. I'm all about my business. Your boy is fully loaded. Hear my ammunition. With these words I spit, I create opportunities for me to be one of the illest rappers that you have seen. Wait and see. Watch how I change the game with these words I speak. And basically, none of these so-called rappers can talk with me. Man, I spit. I am blessed with this gift. I was inside of a pen for when it's smelly. I'm the shit, huh? I can't say it no other way. So stay clear and make room, because I'm on my way. Hey, nod your head if you're feeling this. My name is DJ, and I came to represent. They say hip hop is dead, I'm resurrecting it. Now what you came to see, I am the main event. I'm the main event. I am the main event. I'm the main event. I am the main event. I'm the main event. I am the main event. I'm what you came to see. I am the main event. I'm the main event.
I'm the main attraction. I'm a fucking star. If anybody's asking, told you dudes before, this rap shit is my passion. So I'm forever spazzing, cause a lot of dudes ain't lasting. Used to have to compete, now I'm the main feature. Told you I was a beast, best in the same creature. I was nice on the beat, now I let my words beat ya. Some of these dudes be schooling, come here let me teach ya. For you to be consistent, you gotta be persistent. You gotta keep a fitting, it gotta be convincing. Rhyme about your business, then everyone will listen. Set yourself some goals, make them your only mission. Don't just write verses, formulate a song. Then you get some haters, then you prove them wrong. Then you do a show, make sure you kill a stage. And you'll be just like me, and that is fucking great. Hey, nod your head if you're feeling this. My name is DJ, and I came to represent. They say hip hop is dead, I'm resurrecting it. I'm what you came to see, I am the main event. I'm the main event, I am the main event. I'm the main event, I am the main event. I'm the main event, I am the main event. I'm what you came to see, I am the main event.
Yeah, we're back in the building, All Bars Radio, 347-857-4302. Nikki Bars and, of course, myself, Brooklyn Black, holding it down. Nikki, what's up?
Chilling. Have you noticed that American Idol is, like, back on?
Have I noticed?
Yeah.
No. Have I cared? No.
Me neither, because I haven't, and neither do I care, but I happen to, it just happens to just be all on my timeline. Like, it's crazy. You would think, like, Housewives of Atlanta or Bad Girls Club was on.
You know, like, actually right now, I've been keeping it locked on Netflix, man, watching old movies.
Me too. Oh, my gosh. Like, Netflix is the way me and my boyfriend, we just been like, yo, I was watching it today after I was getting my nails done. I'm catching up on the show that I've always wanted to watch, which is Scandal. Like, I just been on Netflix. I'm addicted.
That's definitely the way to go. It's like, because it's not really that much interesting stuff, you know, on TV. Everyone talks about the Love of Hip Hop thing. I ain't even get back into that. You know, it's just
Love and Hip Hop is back on.
Yeah, Love and Hip Hop's back on. And everyone's talking about that new Kevin Hart joint.
Oh, is it like, I think it was like Joe Biden or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I heard about it. Like, somebody actually mentioned it to me, and they was talking about Tahiri or whatever. I guess that's her name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, TV is, I don't know, it's, like I said, I'd rather watch old movies or shows on Netflix.
Me too, most definitely. Now, one of the topics that I wanted to talk about is, you know, I guess something that people experience all the time. And, you know, it may not necessarily be you that's going through this or have experienced this, but you may be around somebody, you know, around people that probably go through this shit, and it's just like, wow, can this, you know, really be so? And I wanted to know, you know, can you be in a relationship and have everything going fine, everything going good, everything going great, you know what I mean? And then, like, be attracted to someone else. And not in a sense where, like, you you know, you want to date this person or anything like that. More so, like, maybe, you know, this person may have, like, an exotic look, so you may be attracted to that, but you're in a relationship. So do you feel as though, like, you know, that's wrong? Like, do you
No, it's not wrong to be attracted to, you know, people. That's, you know, that's nature. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you might, you know, you could be in a happily committed relationship. You know what I'm saying? You love your boo love you, cook, clean, fuck all, or anything you want. You have the best relationship, but then you can see a chick walk by and the skirt is, you know, and yeah, you're like, yo, damn, she looks, you know, she looks good. At, you know, yeah, you could be attracted, you know what I'm saying? But my thing is, as long as you're not acting on that, you know what I'm saying? Because
right. There has to be some type of self-control.
You know, it's a natural thing. Like, you know, I could be in a committed relationship and I could, and you know, I find, you know, I may find a model that I had on one of my show attractive as hell. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, she's attractive as shit. She's a fucking model. She has to be attractive to at least a few people. You know what I'm saying? But it's not like, but then once I start to holler, like, hey, what's up with me? You, yada, yada, yada. Then that's crossed the line, you know, had I been in a, you know, committed relationship. That'd be crossing the line. You know, but should I say, yo, if you're single and you find one chick attractive and you do the do with her that you find us, hey, you're single, have fun. Ladies, yo, do the same thing. Fuck if they call you a hoe. You know what I'm saying? Long as you keep the shit safe and you're not cheating on nobody and everyone you're dealing with is on that same playing field. You know what I'm saying? Do you. Have fun.
Okay. So what if the attraction went as far as, you know, to you trying to somewhat upkeep, like, a little, like, I guess, like, flirty relationship. You know what I mean? Like, where, you know, let's say, for instance, you may work with that individual, so it's like, okay, you know, you're in a relationship, and that person might be in a relationship as well. But I guess things aren't happy at home, so, or maybe things are happy at home. I don't know. But let's just say the situation is things aren't happy at home or whatever, and it's like you decide now to take upon a flirty relationship, but it's just that, like, it doesn't, it's nothing more, nothing less. Like, is that?
Yeah, because see, even, like, see, flirting isn't even cheating. Mm-hmm. It's the thing about cheating.
Yes,
the thing about it is. Now, see, like I said, the thing about it is. Now, wait, hold on. Now, some people, they may see that it is, you know, cheating. Like I said on the last show, if you do something that you know your girl is not going to like, or something that you won't do in front of your girl, then yeah, that's true.
Right.
But yeah, yo, if you guys are, if there's two people just, you know, flirting, going back and forth, there's nothing after that, there's, you know, they don't meet in the stock room, or they don't meet in the boiler room and do shit, then fine, cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? The little flirting thing, because sometimes even flirting, you know, you got to keep that shit in the balance, because then you could just be flirting, or you could be coming off as thirsty or coming off as sexually harassing, you know what I'm saying? So this even boundaries when it comes to just what they say is harmless flirting. Now, if you're in one of those bad relationships and you start a great relationship, in a way, yeah, that'll be true because you're looking for something you're not getting at home.
Right.
Which is why you're flirting, you know what I'm saying? You know, and yeah, I know a situation due to his lady, it's been rocky. You know, he's not getting the attention that he thought he should be getting at home. Now, saying he has been able to touch his woman in quite some time, and he feels like when he goes to do it, it feels like he's raping her. So he, after a while, he just stopped attempting. You know, what I'm saying, now, mind you, this is his lady. You know, this. You know, they have children. They've been together for a while. This is his lady. You know, one day he had went out and some girl was flirting with him and flirting back, and next thing you know, he fucks her. in the role as soon as he suffered because he went to have someone fill the void that he wasn't in at home. And once you start to get and start to look for stuff that you're not getting at home, you're in the wrong. Not saying girl wasn't in the wrong too, because she was also in the wrong for not giving him that attention, to make him have to go straight. Like, granted, a dude, he will be faithful, he will be loyal for as long as he can, but if he's doing it, he's not getting nothing, like, there's no type of feeling back, there's no affection. Yeah, because after a while, you know, he feels neglected. Just like how I would be, oh, you at work all the time, and I don't feel loved. Niggas feel that shit, too. Now I'm saying? Niggas feel that, too. So, yeah, niggas will go and they'll look elsewhere. But either way, it's still wrong, because I think if you got to go elsewhere, then you should at least try to do one or two things. Make the shit work at home, or forget it and leave it. You know what I'm saying? Because it makes no sense to just keep, you know, going and, you know, it doesn't make sense, because in the end, somebody's going to get hurt, regardless. No matter how this goes, somebody's going to get hurt. So I say, minimize the pain now. Cut it now.
I agree with you, Brad. I mean, because like you said again, like, you know, to me, I feel like they have to use some type of self-control to that. Like, you know, you have to respect your relationship. Bottom line, because, like, the other person is just not going to want that. Like, you don't want that to be done to you. So why would you do it to the other person? You know what I mean? And it's just like, if there aren't things right at home, you know, then you should try to fix it. You know, yeah, because not maybe, you know, you hear the same things that somebody else might tell you. You know, somebody else might tell you that maybe somebody that you work with every single day, maybe you work the same shift with that person every single day, and they tell you every single day, you know, like, damn, like, you look beautiful today, you look beautiful today. But that's something that, you know, you haven't heard at home. Like, you know, you guys just woke up together. You both had to rush out to go to work, so it was more or less like, all right, love you, see you later, see you when I get home. Okay, cool. You know, when I get to work and you hear, oh, like, how beautiful you look, even though you feel as though you rush, you don't feel that way. You know, are you really supposed to just, like, get so sidetracked by that and really take it more, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know. Who knows? I just don't. I feel like it's a problem.
Yeah, it's definitely a problem. But like I said, it takes self control and communication. Like, you know what I'm saying, and more self control for the men. You know what I'm saying, because you know we guys, we go out there, and if a chick that's bad enough is willing to throw the pussy, 75% of the guys, they gotta hop to and take it. You know, they gotta hop. You know, they're not going to pass up on this opportunity. Not because they want to cheat on their girl. They said, men, if there's an opportunity that presents itself, you know, they'll take it. And, yeah, they'll feel all the guilt and remorse afterwards. But that's what will happen. They will go after, they'll, you know, take that opportunity. Now, like I said, 75%, because there's that 25% of guys who will be tempted, and shorty will be sending naked photos and talk about, hey, I want to tuck your dick to your chest caving, you know, and they'll still be like, you know, no, I got my lady, you know, it's all good, please stop hitting me up, you know. And so I see there's a good amount of dudes that'll do that because they really love what they have at home. You know, or it's the dudes who they feel, oh, yeah, I could do it and she'll never find out. You know, so it's all a matter of, like you said, it's self-control. You gotta really suppress those urges, because that shows actual restraint, you know, actual maturity.
It does. And it also just shows, like, how much, like, you really respect and love that person.
It, it exactly like me when I was in my, you know, when I was in my last relationship, long time ago, you know, and the thing, I live in Brooklyn, she lived in the Bronx, proof that I love my Bronx women once again, but anyway, and I worked in Queens, and when she could, you know, she would come through, see me, take my break, get something to eat, XYZ. Straight shit was good. But I was working in Queens Center Mall, so all those in the city, I know Queens Center Mall is a huge mall, and one thing that Queens Center Mall has abundance of is great-looking women that work there. And any store that's great, like this certain store, their whole staff is just great-looking, beautiful, sexy women. Now, there was when I worked in the candy store. And when I say she was throwing me signals, she did everything except hold up a big ass sign and say, hey, black, come fuck me.
She
but
did everything to what?
I said she did everything but hold up a sign
mm-hmm.
that said, black, come fuck me.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she would send me naked photos. She would send me photos of her with skin on her face, like, yeah, you could do this to me. If you want to skin on my face, I'll swap. Like, and my coworkers, because at the time I was running the store, so, you know, my subordinates, they're like, yo, why aren't you? Like, because you can't jump on everything that throws it at you. Because mind you, like I said, she's a pretty girl. She had a nice plump booty, nice tits. She had a set of lips. Whoo, like yours. You know. So, and yeah, I was attracted to her like any, you know, any man who has vision, who can use his eyes, will be attracted. You feel what I'm saying? They would definitely be attracted to her. Yeah, I was attracted to her, but I never went and acted on it. You know what I'm saying? And in hindsight, maybe I should have, because at the time my girl ended up cheating on me, but...
Damn.
But at the time, you know, when I passed it up, I, you know, so I was like, yo, I cannot go and stick my dick and everything when I'm, you know, in a relationship and I'm trying to make the shit work and I'm trying to, you know, because even though I'm in Brooklyn's Bronx, it's 2 hours by mass transit. You know, 2 hours by mass transit. So, of course, that falls under the long-distance relationship thing.
Mm.
You know, so there was times she would catch an urge and she couldn't get to me, and I could serve, so I couldn't get to her. But the difference was, I would just wait, you know, do what I have to do, beat my dick, take a cold shower, whatever, so that urge would pass. Because it was self-control. I wanted, this is someone who I thought I wanted to really build a life with, and I saw kids and picket fence and all this good shit. You know, and with that, you know, you had to be loyal. You know, not that, you know, you can fuck other chicks and then still come home to her and like, hey, baby, I love you and XYZ. You know, so it definitely shows your level of maturity. And if you go taking every deal that comes on the table, you be a bad gambler. You lose all your money. Because not every shot is a good shot to take. Not every opportunity is the best opportunity for you, no matter how nice it may look. You know, some things you just need to look at and pass it up. Because either A, what you have turns out to be better, or something better may just come along.
That's true.
So you got to show that that maturity. You can't really be acting on impulse. That's the thing as far as the train goes.
You
men,
can't, like they
men
say,
more so when they act on the impulse.
Right.
You
that's
know what I'm saying?
Sad.
They act on the impulse without taking a second to think.
Mm-mm-mm.
Like, you know, maybe, nah, because, you know, if
oh, you went in with the pussy, that was it. That was all you were thinking about when you fucked up.
Because you ask any guy, in a committed relationship or not, you ask him, yo, think about your girl fucking one of your boys and watch his face. Or go, yo, imagine your girl fucking some nigga she just met at the club. And imagine his face. You feel what I'm saying? Because no nigga can imagine that. But these will be the same niggas who will go and fuck his girl's friend. fucking bitch you just met at the club. You know what I'm saying? And it looks like our phone lines are still opening up, which is great even, but I just wish we had more time allotted in programming.
That's crazy. That's fucked up that, like, because that now that it's, oh my gosh, well, it's cool though.
But shout out to everyone still coming through on the check-in. Shout out to everyone. Let me see. I'll shout out area codes to 331 to 786. Of course, the 718 to 347, the 646 to 845, the 612s to 581s, the 304s. Shout out to 304s calling in. Shout out to the 310s. What's up, Callie? I see y'all on the check-in. And I see numbers I've never even seen before. So shout out to everyone who's tuned in to All Balls Radio tonight that's been rocking with us, rocking online, calling in, bearing with us. I appreciate you. I know Nikki appreciates you guys.
Shout out to, you know who just fucking surprised me too? Shout out to, at one point, like, I used to know him as Monte Carlo 90. Then he went to Evo Monte. And now he's at Mr. Unforgivable at, okay, what is it? M.I. Sarasi. You know I'm really bad with Twitter names. So it's going to take me a minute to get this one. But I think it's okay. M.I. I don't know. But he's going to have to call in and explain this Twitter name, you know, to me. He is. He definitely is. But, yeah, shout out to everybody that's definitely calling in and definitely, you know, rocking with us. And shout out to Miss Successful Diva.
I gotta look her up. Like, she's been our follower of the date type thing.
Yeah,
because like,
I kept saying her name, right?
Yeah, she's been like our follower of the day. So the All Bars Radio follower of the day would be at Successful Diva. Follow her, check her out, tweet her, tell her Nikki sent you. I can't co-sign because I didn't see her ass yet. So, but, you know, say Nikki sent you. But she's this week's All Bars Radio follower of the day. So that's definitely what it is. Shout out to her.
Definitely shout out to her. Definitely shout out to us.
Before we go any further, we have someone live and direct on the lines. Last four digits of your number 2874. What's going on? You're live on All Bars Radio.
This me.
This you.
This is As Successful Diva.
Hi, Successful Diva.
Shout me out.
Yes, I just called you out all night, and I did not tell you that I was. I tweeted you when I told you that I was. And Black just said that you was our follower of the night. And that's cool.
Well,
that you
thank
got
you.
Got before we was about to leave and go out.
Okay,
yeah,
so basically,
yeah,
so what was the whole topic of the night?
Well, the topic of the night was, I want to know, do you feel like it's wrong to be in a relationship and have everything going good in your relationship, you know what I'm saying, with your man, and then you still be attracted to someone else, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Let me put it like this. I feel like for a man or a woman, if you've got a good relationship, I think that you can be attracted, but I think that it shouldn't go nowhere past attraction.
Right, because
you know,
human, right?
I mean, there's a lot of beautiful people out there, so it's okay to acknowledge it. Like me, if I see another chick, I'm going to look. I'm going to acknowledge that she's a bad bitch, you know, but I'm not going to go ahead and be like, oh, let me ruin a relationship to get with that. Or
right.
If it's a guy, you know, I go both fields, but I'm just saying, if it's just like that, I mean, I would take the chance to go ahead and look, but don't touch. That's how I feel. But if you're single, you do what you do. But I feel like if you got a good thing at home, stay at home.
Exactly. And I definitely do agree with you 100%. And that's what we were basically saying. And I'm so sorry that the lines were busy. Like, it was just so crazy. We had so many people trying to call me this man.
I see. I called like 13 times. I'm like, soon as it gets to like number 6 on my freaking phone, and it go beep beep beep. I'm like, can I please talk to her? She shout me out and everything. So I just been sitting here listening to the show. I love what y'all doing. Shout out to the 513 and the 630, because y'all did forget those numbers.
I'm sorry.
That's Illinois and Ohio. Yes, yes, yes. That's what I rep all day, every day.
I love the South. The South always showing me love. But thank you for calling in. And we definitely do this every Tuesday and Thursday. So at the same time, you can definitely hit us up.
Okay, no problem. Thank you for having me.
No doubt.
Don't be a stranger on Twitter.
I won't.
That's what's up. Shout out to Ask Successful Diva. Like I said, follow her on Twitter, y'all. She is our All Balls Radio Twitter follower tonight.
And I think, like, we just got, like, a little bit of time, so I'm definitely going to say goodnight to everybody before I get cut. My mic gets cut. So goodnight, everybody.
And y'all already know, fellas, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam. Protect your clam. Arrive alive, don't drink and drive, and how you can say, don't give a fuck what nobody has to say.
Don't give a fuck about what nobody has to say.
It's your Instagram,
you.
It's your Twitter, it's your Facebook. Post whatever the hell you want. And y'all already know, I'm in the building tomorrow night with Free Game Radio, 10 p.m., doing the damn thing. And like I said, anyone who wants to get down on spoken word, if you got some poems you want to get out, or you try to find a nice little way to tell the girl you like her with a poem, yo, hit me up, pregameradio@gmail.com. You guys have a good night, a good weekend. Be safe. And we'll catch you next time. Peace.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Okay.